You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith and Associate Justice Minister Nicole McKee announced tougher changes to those caught shoplifting and those being trespassed. Of the proposed changes to shoplifting include instant fines, the maximum punishment for theft, and the maximum punishment for theft being increased. Of the proposed changes to trespassing include those being trespassed at one location of a business with multiple locations, such as a franchise, to be able to be trespassed from multiple locations, increasing the maximum fine for someone refusing to leave, and increasing fines for anyone refusing to give out personal information. I spoke to the Chief Executive of Retail NZ, Carolyn Young, about these potential changes and what this could mean for retailers and businesses as a whole. How are Retail New Zealand feeling about these proposed changes?
Well, obviously retail crime is a big issue for retailers. So, you know, having a lot of different tools to help combat crime is what's required. And so, you know, they're good steps to help retailers in different situations.
Under the new proposal for shoplifting, those caught stealing low-value goods could face a $500 fine, and for high-value goods, a $1,000 fine. What is the likelihood of an individual who has been caught shoplifting to then pay these infringements?
Well, that's something that the officials are going to have to work their way through. Obviously, the intention is that it's a deterrent for people that are shoplifting. The thing with retail crime is that there's two factors to consider. One is that we have a lot of recidivist offenders, so people that come back time and time and time again. And also the offending at the high level doesn't start there. So people start at shoplifting and they work their way up to more aggravated robbery and those sorts of things. So if we can put deterrence in at the early stages with people so that we break the cycle and we don't have them continuing to come back, then that's really good. The fines themselves, look, I'm not sure whether or not they'll be paid, and that'll be up to the police and justice to work through how the fines will be issued and how they'll follow up on payment. The key thing is that there is an intention that there'll be repercussions for people that are shoplifting.
Should there be a difference to these shoplifting and trespassing laws if dealing with businesses in retail as opposed to HOSPO and vice versa?
Well, I can't really comment on HOSPO. You'd need to talk to them. Our focus in the Ministerial Advisory Group and with Retail NZ is obviously on retailers and some of the things that would make a difference for retail. Having strengthening laws around trespass certainly will be important for retailers to be able to use that legislation in a modern environment because, as I mentioned before, you know, retailers are seeing a lot of recidivist offending and also seeing a lot of violent and aggressive behaviour. So if you're wanting to ensure that individual doesn't return to your store, being able to trespass them, make sure it's issued with the police. And then if they do come back, you've got a reason to go to call the police to get someone to come in and respond. So those are really important, and I imagine that they would be fairly similar probably in hospitality, but I wouldn't want to speak on their behalf. We haven't spoken to them about the trespass laws.
The changes to trespassing laws would allow businesses with multiple locations to trespass individuals from these multiple locations as opposed to just one. What power would smaller businesses have, maybe even with just two stores, having to issue these notices for their locations?
Yes, so the idea is that if there's a known offender that is likely to offend in more than one of your stores and you have valid reason to trespass that person, that it's proposed that you'll be able to do that. Obviously, the bill has yet to be written. It's got to go through process, so it's a long way from being enacted. And secondly, we are still working on some work with Ministry of Justice around whether or not a visual, like a photo, can be used to trespass someone, and whether or not that would then be in for smaller retailers and like maybe on a strip mall or in a high street, where they may trespass someone from multiple locations in the same vicinity. So there's ways in which we believe it will help both small and larger retailers.
Recently, we have also seen an analysis from the Justice Ministry showing that the government's citizen arrest changes will not make much of an impact. Proposed citizens' arrest changes will not make much of an impact on public safety, and that there are additional concerns that there will be an increased risk in the use of unreasonable force. If we are looking at both the tightening of trespassing and shoplifting law changes, especially in conjunction with the proposed citizens' arrest changes, does this not put a lot of pressure on retail staff?
So we don't actually support citizens' arrest. So Retail NZ, our position is that we don't feel that it's appropriate for retail staff to put in harm's way to potentially physically get engaged and arrest an alleged offender. So it's not something that we support, and our members don't support that. So we're probably more aligned to where justice are talking about and where the police are at with regard to citizens' arrest. One of the things when you own a business, you are obliged to comply to the health and safety regulations. And health and safety regulations mean that you need to provide a safe place for your staff to work. If you said to your staff that you want them to make an arrest if somebody comes in and they're alleged to have offended in your store, then you're knowingly putting that potential risk to your staff. You're putting them in harm's way. And so you're not complying with those health and safety regulations. Now, every retailer that we've been speaking to, they're concerned about the safety of their staff and they don't want their staff engaging in that sort of way. But we do think that, you know, security guards, we've been talking to the New Zealand Security Association and they're looking for having a two-tiered system where they've got some advanced security guards that have additional training and additional powers, which would then enable them to use the citizen's arrest potentially in the future when that comes into play. So it's really thinking about, you know, how these different situations may work in different environments and who is best to implement them.
Speaking more to trespassing, the General Secretary of the New Zealand Indian Business Association, Jaspreet Kandari, says the changes are just an extension of the pre-existing law and has expressed concern over how the changes will be practically enforced. Are there enough resources to support businesses and retailers here?
Well, look, if you're looking at police resources, when you look at anything, there's not enough. So, I mean, like, that's just like a blanket statement. Doesn't matter if you are looking at domestic violence or retail crime or aggravated robbery or anything, we need more police. So in terms of trespass, it is something that a business owner can control. And yes, it is an enhancement of the existing trespass laws. The idea is that it gets modernised so it's more effective in 2025. There is still some work, further work being done around how that's going to get framed up. So whilst there was an announcement last week, there's still further work happening between the Ministry of Justice, the Ministerial Advisory Group and Cabinet. So hoping to be able to use, as I mentioned before, things like a photo to trespass someone. You know, in 2025, you don't know where somebody lives, you don't know their name, you don't have their contact details. So being able to use a photograph and actually issue that trespass notice and maybe capture a video of you doing that, then submit that to the police so that if they do come back to your premises again, you do know that you have trespassed them and you can ask them to leave. So I think, yes, it is an enhancement of the previous legislation, but we're hoping that the enhancements will make it more effective for retailers to be able to control who comes into their store.
You have briefly touched on this, but proposals to amend the Trespass Act are still ongoing. What are you hoping comes out of these proposals?
Yeah, so the key thing that we're looking for is that you can use a visual aid. So you can use a photograph and or a video to issue a trespass notice to someone. Because the fact that the Trespass Act is a universal act and it applies to any situation, it's not a retail solution as such, it's been set up so that often you would know who the person is that you're trespassing, often in a residential situation, so it could be about a neighbour or it could be from a farming perspective, that people that are trespassing on your land. But this is being used in a commercial setting with an environment where you've got people coming into your store that you don't know who they are, but they may be behaving, you know, they might be violent or aggressive or they might be stealing products from your store. So you have a reason that you want to trespass them. Those individuals are unlikely to tell you what their name and address is in order for you to complete the trespass forms currently, so that's why a photo and or a video would be of more use.
Is this the best way to tackle these types of crimes, or should we focus our outlook from the bottom up, such as with additional support for people who may tend to steal, perhaps such as people in poverty needing essential items such as food and sanitary products, or people with addiction issues such as alcoholics or even kleptomaniacs?
Yeah, look, I think there's one of the things we know about retail crime is there's not one solution that's going to solve retail crime. You need lots of tools in your toolbox. So, you know, it might be that you have fog cams, you need to have CCTV, you might have bollards in front of your door, you need to have good visual sight line of people coming in, the layout of your store needs to be good, you need to have good staff training and other tools such as trespass, will help, you know, the use of technology and facial recognition technology are all important. In terms of who is stealing and what they're stealing, it's actually not related to the cost of living crisis. So people that are in poverty or really struggling to make ends meet, they're not the ones that are doing the significant portion of retail crime. It would be a very small portion of people that are stealing to put food on the table. Now, the supermarkets that I've spoken to, they absolutely, when they find someone that's doing that, they actually usually send them away with a bag of groceries and they put them in touch with their local food bank so they have a way in which they can access food. What we are seeing, which you touched on before, is that people are stealing to order, so there'll be organised crime, gangs, those sorts of things, people stealing to feed an addiction, and we do know that there's been a significant increase in meth in New Zealand, and so that level of meth and addiction is also driving other crimes. And then sometimes there's also the young people doing it just to show off on social medias and those sorts of platforms. So the reasons why we're seeing the crime and the increased crime are not related to the cost of living crisis. That's not the type of products that we're seeing being stolen. But there are issues around how do you make sure that the other social agencies are engaged with, especially with young people, are they attending school? Do they have the right health support? Is their house, you know, is it warm and dry? Is there food in the cupboards? Do they, you know, have clean clothes? All of those sorts of things. So making sure that all of the support services that are available are actually, you know, standing up and doing their job to help make sure that young people have got the tools and resources to make the right decisions as they move forward in life.
That was Retail NZ's Carolyn Young on potential stricter punishments for shoplifting and trespassing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.